We have a deep love for all things Turkish. So chatting to the regional director, Aydin İnal from the Turkish Turquoise Harmony Institute this morning is a great pleasure indeed. The Turquoise Harmony Institute was established in 2006 and operates to promote social cohesion and dialogue between people of different backgrounds. The THI creates platforms to bring people together, whether it's book club or a cooking class or a debate about a pertinent topic. It really does promote positive dialogue as an effective way to promote social cohesion and peaceful coexistence. Therefore, the main approach of the Turquoise Harmony Institute is dialogue rather than debate. But first, a little bit about Aydin İnal. He is the regional director of the Turquoise Harmony Institute in Cape Town, born and raised in Turkey. And after completing his training as a science teacher, he moved to South Africa to pursue postgraduate studies and was an integral part of the team that started a school in Cape Town, which grew to be the large group of independent schools known as Star Colleges. Aydin has taught at these schools and served in their administration, and he was a school principal before taking a position at the Turquoise Harmony Institute in Johannesburg. He currently lives and coordinates the activities of the THI in Cape Town and continues to be involved in Star Colleges as a consultant. Very pleased to be chatting this morning to Aydin İnal. He is the head of the Turquoise Harmony Institute in Cape Town and a consultant for Star Colleges. He's a seasoned academic and professional in his own right, having worked in the education sector for a number of years. And I think he is currently having my fun job because it looks like everything that the Turquoise Harmony Institute does, engaging in robust dialogue and book club and cooking classes, must be the front face of getting to know each other better. But what a beautiful job to have, Aydin İnal. You make me jealous.
Thank you so much, Janet. Thank you so much for your beautiful words. Yes, I do enjoy my job. I remember a saying, it says, do the job that you love so you don't have to work. So my job is more like that, you know. I don't feel like you work, but you work all the time, but you don't actually work, you know. You're in between.
Absolutely. So, you know, the Turquoise Harmony Institute is something, is an organization that has been on our radar for a while. We've wanted to have this conversation to understand the work of THI and how it impacts on communities, how we can engage. So I think my first question is, what is the Turquoise Harmony Institute?
In a nutshell, Turquoise Harmony Institute is an NGO which was established with the mission to support and to spread the notion of peaceful coexistence, to strengthen social cohesion, and also to invite people to positive dialogue across differences. And for that purpose, we try to create various kinds of environments and platforms so people get to know, get together. Because as you might see from our logo, our motto is so we may know one another. So that's basically whatever we do in all our actions, in all our activities and platforms. The idea is to bring people together so everyone gets to know one another each time a little better.
That's wonderful. You know, I think an organization that is committed to just getting to know one another is a very powerful one. It doesn't claim to be anything lofty, but simply to know each other so that we better understand each other. And I think that's a wonderful thing to do. So you have several programs at the Turquoise Harmony Institute. Will you tell us about what those programs are?
Absolutely. We do our activities under a few titles. One, obviously, is interfaith. We do a number of things under the banner of interfaith. And then we have outreach program, and we have skill development program. And we've got seminars and panels discussions. We've got cultural events. And our ladies have cooking classes once a month. We've got a book club which is running almost every month and a half to 2 months. And then we have programs that we run with schools. And also during month of Ramadan, it's a fasting month for Muslims, we have a number of fast-breaking dinners to bring people together. So these are our main titles.
Amazing. So I saw on social media that during Ramadan you did iftar, the breaking of fast, at several schools. And I thought that was so powerful to engage young people to have a better understanding of what kinship is all about, what sharing and engaging is.
Yes.
And
Janet,
that
I think,
really,
okay. Yeah.
yeah, no, go ahead.
I think, given the realities of our time, the young people are under so much stress and pressure. Because they need to figure out what they will be doing in the future, but also there's this uncertainty of what the times will bring, and therefore usually our children end up thinking about these matters. But something which is also very important, which is the matter of social cohesion, which is a dialogue, reaching out, peaceful coexistence. These unfortunately seem to get a backseat, which is worrying because. Social cohesion and peace take time and effort to build. If you don't build it during the time of peace, when things get difficult, it might be very difficult to turn things around and bring back peace. So therefore we try to work with the young people quite a lot. And we've got, as I mentioned, we've got a school program, for example. We've got an interfaith tour with the girls from a number of schools. We take them around to different places of worship. And in these places, the host tells us about their faith, the place of worship, what they believe, what their values are, etc. So, and then we've got a competition, social cohesion project competition that we run with the schools again, with the support from Department of Sports, Arts and Culture. And that is about we invite the young people to come up with projects to strengthen social cohesion in their communities. And they get awards. We got an award ceremony, which is held in Johannesburg. And then we support them to implement these projects. For example, if I may just to mention one project which won the second prize this year. It's a project by a student in Alexander Sinton in the Cape Flats. And he decided to do a photographic exhibition of the Cape Flats because he thought the Cape Flats are always portrayed under a negative light. So he thought,
Correct.
it's important to bring the life in the Cape Flats. So he's busy taking photos at the moment. So we are going to have a photographic exhibition about some human stories from Cape Flats. And then again, with the schools, as you mentioned, we have iftar programs, which is a fa fast-breaking dinner where we invite not just Muslim students, but anyone from those school communities. So they come together, we have a meal, we do speeches, people have conversations about each other. So from young age, we're trying to draw their attention that while, yes, it's difficult times, yes, they have to build their future, but they must also please remember that there is this thing, of course, social cohesion. As you go along, we must also build social cohesion, building the future.
Wonderful. So, what is a typical day in the life of Aidan working in this Turquoise Harmony Institute? What are the things that excite you about the work that you do?
Well, meeting new people and attending various kinds of events, planning events, and then I think the best thing is to pull off like a difficult event, managing to bring people together and having the event. And after it finishes, then you can feel everyone is happy, people benefited, it was a fruitful event, that kind of thing. In my typical day would differ quite significantly. Actually, some days I will sit and work in the office, because planning events, reaching out to people, it requires a lot of background work, which I need to sit and do. And also going out and meeting people sometimes. Let's say we come up with an event idea. I need to find partners. I need to find a speaker for the event. So meeting with the speakers, explaining the concepts, and then writing up the concept documents for the events. So these are the kinds of things that my time is spent on.
Wonderful. And what are your passion projects, Aidan? You do passionate and important work, but what makes you happy? What makes you happy to be here every single day?
I think to see that people are actually really supportive of this, although, like I said, this usually falls off the radar for most people, the issue of social cohesion and dialogue. But when you mention to people about it, everyone actually realizes, yes, it's very important. And seeing that kind of a response from people is very rewarding. And then especially when we do things with the young people, let's say taking a group of girls to a synagogue, to a Hindu temple, inside a mosque, a church, and then seeing that excitement in their eyes when they see things and learn things and engage with the presenters, ask questions. When you see the curiosity, actually, that's probably the highlight of my work.
Wonderful. Aidan, always wonderful to learn about new things and very excited to be able to flight the show on the Turquoise Harmony Institute. Can you tell us what are some of the partners that you work with in Cape Town?
Absolutely. We reach out to certain faith institutions, individuals and organizations. This year we've worked with the MSAs from various schools and universities, and we Department of Arts and Culture is a big partner in our social cohesion project competition in Johannesburg. And then, in terms of the interfaith tour, obviously the schools, some schools in the Cape Flats, they are sending students. We work with them, and then obviously the community members. We've got a volunteer team, and they each work with different entities, different individuals. For example, we've got a sandwich drive. In the sandwich drive, we partnered with about eight primary schools in the Cape Flats. And every second week, our volunteers come together and make about around 2,000 sandwiches, and we send them to these schools. And we just launched, I should actually mention, a sewing class for women from the Cape Flats, for those who can be skilled and can actually make a life for themselves. And we are sponsoring these training courses. We just launched it. It's about halfway through. So in the next month and a half, 2 months, we will have a group of ladies who will have been trained in sewing. So hopefully then they will be able to make something for themselves. And to do this, we partnered with some of NGOs in the in who work in the Cape Flats again. Sometimes we reach out to the mosques because they're in the community, or churches, to help us get hold of the people who would be the right beneficiaries. So yeah, our partnership depends, from academic institutions to religious institutions to schools to NGOs to individuals in the community. So there's a broad range of partners.
That's wonderful. Well, we are hoping that this is the first of many conversations. I'd love for you to engage with us when there are events and activations taking place so that we can help you to advertise it through our networks. And
Absolutely.
it's been most interesting to chat to you. And thank you for the good work that you do
Likewise,
through
Jim. Thank you so much.
the Harmony Institute. A great pleasure to have you on the show with us.
Thank you so much, and greetings to everyone listening.